I just read it. I just want to say those Columbine murders were hilarious.
Oh, my God.
All those shattered dreams.
Now, Jim, I think you're going too far with your comedy here.
That's comedy gone
too far.
Tear-stained parental faces, a focus group. How about some stomach cancer for all of you? Drop dead with your awful kids. F your focus group and your rotten, hypersensitive children. I just read this email, and if I had hepatitis and a squirt gun, I would blast you and your stupid kids. I'm so tired of comedians and entertainers being blamed for your failures as parents. I don't get any credit when these little scumbags are good in math. I don't want to take any responsibility when they put on trench coats on Hitler's birthday, which I'm glad they do. You neglectful middle-class scumbags. I have no mercy for any of you. If your kids can't handle the radio, then be firm parents and turn it off or tell them to pony up and get pistols. I'm so tired. I don't care about your dumb kids. They all sit around. And how many of these parents, how many of you take your kids to the church regardless of what these vultures are doing to your little boys, you dirtbags? Worry about comedy. Shift the blame because you're awful parents. Ugh, comedy gone too far. At least after my act, the kid doesn't have his pants around his ankles doing the duck walk, you jackasses. That's not wine, and that will come out with a little club soda. I'm supposed to be concerned. If your daughter was all nervous and afraid because of what was happening during the 50s, I can't wait to see what happens when someone takes out their mule and says, look, do this or you're walking home. And not only can I not wait, I hope I'm the guy that does it. And the fact that this guy called me a pedophile and a racist, yes, you are perceptive, sir. It has nothing to do. I'm not a racist, you jackass. I hate kids that are black, white, yellow, all of them. Okay, I don't mean to come in like, you know, a bat out of heck, hudla, hudla. All of you young listeners performing the same violent acts on women as you profess to find funny. You're right, it wouldn't be funny. I would pull down my trousers and do a little bag whacking. You're attacking entertainment. I hope your kids are pregnant young, and I hope they're failures, and then you find out they don't even like this show. And if they can't handle it, they're weak, and you're bad parents.
Hey,
I don't care. You know why I don't care? I don't have kids. You know why? Because I blast girls on the face when I'm done. I don't want kids. I hope you die the day before your daughter gets married. I hope you fall face first into the wedding cake in the dressing room. Just as you're about to walk her down the aisle, I hope your heart stops. Face goes into the wedding cake, and everybody is sad.
That would never be forgotten.
I don't know. It wouldn't be. Every year, instead of a happy wedding dinner, there'd be a tear and a little resentment at Dad for wrecking the whole effing thing by having a selfish stroke. You make me want to vomit. I am so unconcerned. You know, when was Opie and Anthony on in the early 1900s when blacks couldn't vote, you dummies?
Right.
It has nothing to do with blame shifting bag of vomit you are. In the name of the Father and the Son. Blame entertainment, you blame shifting middle class zilches. It's all entertainers' fault because you have to have two cars in the garage. Your fat wife has to work so she can feel like she has a career. Open your legs, stupid, and clean the toilet. That's your duty. Let husband go out and do his banking job or whatever it is he does. Scumbag. What was John Walker's favorite comedy program, huh? What was that?
Yeah.